going with the meeting, see who else signs in.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler's not here tonight, huh? I don't see him yet.
Yeah.
You might.
And Heather Buten, right, is right. The new person?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. I don't see her neither. Do you know anything about what's the scoop with Karen?
All right.
What is it, 2 minutes after seven?
Yeah, we could use Mark's picture for the flag.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay.
We have a roll call, please.
Andy Cota.
Here.
Ron Sill.
Here.
James Butler. Bruce Sill. John Bittman.
Here.
Sal Fascino.
Sal, you here?
I know he's here. Okay. Yep. Heather Booth. Okay, we have four. We've got an agenda here. And I'll also note the demo is here.
Okay. Yeah, I see a couple of other people here also. So let me... I see Ken Marcuccio. Looks like he's trying to sign on. You see it connecting to audio, but he hasn't been able to connect. Well, anyways, are there any additions or deletions to the agenda? Are there any additions or deletions to the agenda?
Nope.
Has everybody gotten a chance to take a look at them?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
Do we have a motion to accept the agenda then?
Don't move, Ron.
Second.
Okay, John Bittman, second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we'll go to the acceptance of the minutes of February 8th, 2021. There was lengthy discussion at that last meeting, so most of the stuff I think we're very familiar with. Hey, Bruce. Bruce is here also, Karen. You see him?
Hello, Bruce. How are you?
Okay, is everybody... Everybody had a chance to read the minutes of February 8th, 2021.
Yep.
Okay. If everybody's had a chance to read them, does somebody want to make a motion?
So moved. We accept the minutes as written. Okay,
who's going to be a second?
I'll second, Ron.
Okay. Second. Okay. All in favor accepting the minutes? Aye.
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 Any opposed? So moved. Public portion. Do we have anybody from the public would like to speak?
Surprise.
Hey, there's Ken.
Oh, good.
Okay. Anybody from the public would like to speak?
Yes, I would.
Okay. Tom Lionetti is speaking. Would you give us your information, please?
Tom Lionetti, 79 Sunset Drive, Derby. I'd like to speak on 8A, the Boys of Summer. I don't know. I know it's on your agenda, but do you want to talk about it then? Because I can't understand what the holdup is on this. It's gone through boards and these people have been waiting a long time. So when that comes up on the agenda, if I can't talk, if I need to, I just think we should close this thing up and get them on the field. I have one more issue. You were talking about signs on the field about not having people walk. Well, I go up there every day now. I'm up there by 3 o'clock. And what's happening is the track team is using all six lanes. And there were, again, today, there were a couple elderly people walking and I knew them and I went up to them and said, could you please walk on the outside on the black asphalt around the track, which they did. So that might be a better signage instead of saying you can't come here from 3 to 6, just say, if anybody's occupying the field, use the asphalt walkway around the whole park, if you know what I mean. So that went over and the coach was happy today because that was the second day I had to get somebody off the field. I mean, they're trying to run track and these people are walking the track. They're running sprints and everything.
Yeah, but Tom, that's always occurred. I don't think we have any signage that's changed anything. That's always occurred, but because of the new configuration with the fence, you would think that the average public would know that when the track team is out there on the on the track that it's being used. And this is always happened like that. So I'm not sure that it's a real issue unless we get some kind of complaint. And the coach by all means could say to somebody that's running on the track or walking on the track when they're practicing to please move to the outside. I don't see that as an issue.
No, unless I'm missing something. No, what you were 2 months ago, you were going to put signs up that you couldn't walk. Walkers couldn't walk. That was not us.
That was not us. That was a recommendation that was made by the
Board of Education.
The Board of Education, and they were proposing. Pardon?
We never followed through with that.
There's
a lot of sketchy information. We certainly did not snuggle up to that 100%, and even think that we were going in that direction.
Right. Well,
I'm a little scared of pointing people towards walking areas that may not be 100% suitable to walking. Not that they can't do it, but let them do it on their own. We all know anybody has anything to do with that place knows a little bit about signs and who reads them and mostly who doesn't. So, the signs, sometimes they mean something, most of the time they don't. I would just think that maybe people would just realize, what's going on and understand and take it upon themselves to do what Tommy's talking about. Walk around the outskirts. But I don't know. I don't know that we want to direct them to do that. I just don't.
I think it's been working. I'm not sure it's an issue.
Well, it's going to start being an issue now because the track team is finally out there running. They couldn't do it for the last couple months. So there's a lot of activity and there's a lot of kids on the track team between the middle school and the varsity and cross country. That track is jammed. So that's the only reason I'm saying that is because I've seen it the last couple of days, and you don't want somebody getting hurt and you don't want people walking there when they're doing sprints and they're doing, it's their track that particular time. So that seems to be an issue. And I talked to the coach and he was thankful today that the two or three people I got him to walk on the outside.
What hours is the track team there?
They get there like around 2:30, quarter to three, and they're there until about maybe 4:35. See, they work in the weight room, the training room, and the track. So they're utilizing everything, which is good.
What I'm saying is common sense wise, most people that walk up there and have been doing it for years know that when there's teams out on there, either on the track or on the field, that they really aren't welcome to walk where they're practicing. I don't know how that's changed over the years. That's become complicated. Unless I'm missing something.
Well, you got a brand new track now. Everybody wants to go on it, and they just
walk. You can walk on the outside of it if the track team or anybody else is utilizing the actual track. There's plenty of room to walk on the outside.
I'm telling you that, but today when I was up there, there were three people walking the track while these kids were running on the track. So I asked them nicely, could you please move it off to the side when the team's here? That's all I said. So
okay. I'm just bringing it up. To be here tomorrow and do the same thing? I think not.
I don't know.
I think you straightened that out.
Well, that's the second time I did it, Friday and today.
With the same people?
Different people. That's all.
Yeah. I mean, they're all going to learn. I mean, this is a 2 month blitz here with track. It's going to be a very, very busy place. Anybody that shows up to that facility is going to say, oh, wow. I guess we can't do what we thought we could do. So let's do something else. I mean, I say we leave it up to them.
All right. Well, I just wanted to bring it amongst the board so you'll know what's going on up there. That's my whole objective here, is just to let you know.
All right. We appreciate it. Yep,
and then thanks. I only have one more question.
Sure.
About the spikes on the field. Now, the Board of Aldermen said you couldn't do it. The sub-board said you could. Now it's coming to you? I mean, is it coming to you? What's the story with that?
Wait a minute. When did the Board of Aldermen make the decision on spikes on the field?
the subcommittee, I believe, the meeting I was at last week. Ronnie, so were you at that meeting?
Yeah, that was the athletic complex committee.
All right, well, however, but they said okay, right?
Well, that wasn't the alderman. I mean, I happened to be on it, and they...
I was there, too. They did say it's okay. Right now, Spikes is okay. That's the...
This might have been an issue that built a little out of proportion prematurely, because it needed a little more research by... like Doc knew a lot about this and everybody else. And that's why we said, well, let's investigate it by asking the people in the know. And according to what I'm understanding from Dennis is pretty much, they say, yeah, they could use the spikes, you know?
Okay. I just wanted to know where that was, if they can use them or not. All right. That's all I got. Thank you.
You got to keep it on the field.
Say that, Ron, again, that was,
to use the spikes, you got to have good maintenance on the field, and you got to keep
that's right. Well, listen, I went through that with Ed. It doesn't change the maintenance plan at all. The maintenance plan is the maintenance plan. It's not geared to what shoes you're wearing. Apparently, according to Ed, the maintenance process is really, really pretty simple and routine. So it's just a matter of compiling the hours that are on the field, and Ed and I are getting together to come up with a number of what we think we did already on the field so that we can reach that amount of hours, properly and start the maintenance process. But the whole Derby Public Works is trained as to the maintenance process. And according to Ed, it's pretty simple and not very difficult. So-
But one of the things we got a little bit about out of that actually should have been taken up under old business, but now that we've already talked about it and we're not gonna take any action because pretty much it's run its course. Is that correct?
That's for me.
Everybody, the question was asked, everybody satisfied without any kind of, motion or anything that it's sufficient to go ahead and use it as is. Cause that was the only question. Can they, or can they not use it? And that's on the baseball complex itself, not any other part of the field.
Right. And yes. As of today, spikes are okay. Metal spikes are okay for the high school program.
Okay. You're right. For the high school program. Right.
Yeah. And I don't know about any further allowances.
They were the ones who originally asked, and they actually had some of the information already, in a sense that somebody from the Board of Ed knew the answer. So I think we're okay with that. Is there anybody else from the public would like to speak?
Can I ask to say something?
Go ahead, Ken.
Okay. A little bit on what you were just talking about. I mentioned at the athletic committee meeting that my son's team plays on an artificial field and they don't use spikes, but you still see in certain areas, like around the pitcher's mound, you're going to see a ton of black come up from the field because of the pitcher constantly being around there. So, I mean, he and the girls just do that themselves. They kind of spread it out, because if you don't do that, quite often, it's going to ruin that part of the field. So that's one thing that you got to tell them to look for, Dennis, around the pitcher's mound, and then maybe around first base where the first baseman is around there a lot. Wherever you see kids standing in a spot where, quite often, that's where you're going to see the most, the rubber coming up from underneath. So that's just one thing I want to tell you. The other thing that I want to say, speaking for the Derby Little League, I sent Dennis late today. You probably didn't see it yet, but I sent him our COVID-19 response plan this year, which we sent you one last year, and we revised it this year to the governor's rules as they stand now. I know he revised things again on Thursday, so. We may have to do a little bit of a revision on it again, but Dennis will give you that probably for the next meeting.
Yeah, I do have it, Ken. I do have it, and I didn't read it yet.
No, I just had to late today.
Yeah, I know, just a little while ago.
Yeah.
But if I could comment on what the first part of what Kenny said, what's happening for us at Payton Field, starting up when the softball and baseball programs on the high school begin, is we're looking at basically the logistics of how we're going to manage that field through the high school season with the multiple sports on it. And basically right now, it's looking like Derby Public Works is probably going to have something to do at Payton Field every day. Okay. This is going to be tough for Ed. It's going to be tough for them to fit this into, you know, what they're doing already. We're looking at possibly the mound on, the mound off every day. We have a fence for the girls softball that has to go up for them. So, it's going to be an eye opener for us and for Public Works. The best part about it, in my opinion, is it ends. We're talking two and a half months. That could be, a little bit grueling. We really got to come together for this. But that's what we're looking at. And to Kenny's point, we're going to have people there daily. So some of those issues that you talked about, Ken, we could keep an eye on better.
Okay. Thanks, Ken. Okay. Anybody else from the public? Anybody else from the public? If there's nobody else.
Yes, I would like to speak.
Go ahead.
My name is Mark Carfalo, 95 Academy Hill Road. Regarding the metal cleats.
Yes.
I'm certainly not an expert on the metal cleats, but I feel like I have enough experience in the process of how we do things in the city. It was brought up here at your meeting last month by the athletic director, and then a joint meeting of the both building committees for the baseball and the football was held. thanks to all the people that volunteered the time to be on those committees, but they have no authority to regulate those fields. They were building committees, and basically their job is done. So they don't have any policy authority. That policy authority lies with this board and the Board of Aldermen if it sees fit to get involved in that. So there is no authority of those committees, even if it was like more like an end around, which seems to be the process for the way certain people want to get their agenda pushed through. I think that it's important to follow the protocol that you have, which is really, it's a Parks and Rec issue, and it should be addressed here in a transparent manner so that everybody knows what's going on. Mrs. Payton donated over $20 million to this project, and there are a certain amount of people, I think, who really don't have the mindset to make sure that we're maintaining the property and treating it with the proper amount of respect. And that is mitigating and moderating the wear and tear on the building, the facilities, and also the way we treat it by whatever, however they're going to be used. So I just encourage you to be vigilant about that. While it's new and in good shape and moderate, utilize the other facilities that we have for the appropriate things and make sure that you guys are the watchdogs of this. And, I just hope that you'll step up to do that because the policy decisions need to be made here, not by other groups that don't really have the authority to make those policy decisions.
Well, they had called that particular meeting, but the actual knowledge that was needed to be obtained was actually through people that were in the know about when this field went in, especially Doc and people like that. And I think that's the reason why the question was, can they use the spikes? And if there was nothing to alter that, we're referring to the height, to the high school baseball. And there was no, there didn't seem to be any problem with it based upon the known knowledge of the ability to use that. I think that's where we were with that.
Except that the authority to grant permission to do it would either be with this board or the Board of Aldermen, not with those committees that don't have the authority to grant permission to use that or not. And it's I guess the real question is not whether it's you're able to do it. It's do you as a board want, as the policymakers of these facilities, do you want to allow it so that it moves the wear and tear quicker on these facilities?
Andy, has anybody contacted the people who made the turf and
yes.
asked their opinion?
Yes, that was part of the presentation at that meeting. They also had, Doc also had some athletic directors or representatives of other places. Basically, honest to God, we're not going to find a turf field that doesn't allow spikes. That's what I think we were looking at. That
well, and isn't there a big factor on that? If they're not allowed to come here and wear spikes, that they forfeit the game. Derby High School would have no season.
That'd
be the end of their season.
That got a little bit out of whack there, and that's not exactly how it was. That it ended up thinking that way until we had that meeting.
Okay.
You know, that's not how it. I can't remember how that ended up, but Derby would not forfeit if the other team didn't have shoes. That was being said. That's not the case.
Well, the other team would forfeit.
The other team would forfeit.
Derby would get the win if they.
So it's right. The opposite.
The only time the problem would exist would be for a state championship game. It would be a problem. You wouldn't be able to play any state championship games on that field, because the CIC says you can use spikes on the field. So if you didn't want to use spikes, metal spikes.
If we disallowed spikes.
Right. But right from day one, the both of these committees met at the beginning, and the fellow from AstroTurf was there, and he specifically said the warranty would not, that this is covered under the warranty, that if they wore spikes and a piece got ripped up or something, it would be under warranty and they would fix it.
You know, okay, so here's what we'll do. We'll take it back up under old business, and we'll vote on it based on the knowledge that we tried to accumulate. Is that satisfactory with everybody?
Mark's right. We should hold our authority.
This commission never vote.
Yeah, right. I'm not saying he's not right, but originally what happened was the real issue was we didn't call that special meeting of the people that were on the boards. We said let's find out as much information as we could. That developed into that. But they did bring in some expertise, so we'll use what they taught us to make a decision. So we'll take it up under old business. We can actually vote on it, and like Mark is saying, and we could put a caveat in there that if for some reason we see that this is detrimental to the field at any given time, that we could withdraw the use of the spikes. Whoever makes this motion, does that sound practical when we get there?
Right. Yeah, very good.
Yes, but it should be on the agenda so people know that
it should have been under old business.
No, it just says old business, and you know, and the agenda came in at 4:45 on Friday, way after we closed. So,
well, we can go back, since it's a regular meeting, to the additions or deletions and add that to the agenda then.
Do we want to do that while we're still in this?
Can I ask another question? Did this board ever vote to say that spikes were not allowed?
I think if there's an addendum to the original vote, that they may put up a caveat or whatever term you'd like to use for if this then that. So when we get to that point, we'll bring that back up. We'll let you re-speak again during that time, Ken, if you have an opinion, okay?
All right.
Just one note to that, Kenny, and you guys. Today, you know, we had the Firemen's League play up their men's softball. They do not permit metal spikes. Was not an issue because of that. And the Boys of Summer came for a whole day one day. We asked them not to wear metal spikes, and that was not an issue for that either. So, you know, the instances for which we used it so far, we had no issue, and we requested no metal spikes. And that, of course, that's premature to all this talk and these recent meetings. But that's what we did previously.
Really, the main point is less about metal spikes or not. That's something that you have to decide. It's really about the process by which decision-making is going to be made to maintain this property. Because I think you'd have to be blind or to not see a pattern of trying to circumvent the rules. Right. That's been obvious right from the get-go. The firemen had to follow a set of rules. The Boys of Summer are trying to follow a set of rules. Everybody's trying to, but it's obvious there's certain people that want to circumvent the whole system to do whatever they want, whenever they want. And all I'm saying is it should be fair for everybody. And you are the stewards of this. So you have to put your foot down to say what the policies are going to be. That's just my two cents after observing all of this stuff.
Oh, very good.
Trying to be as polite as possible.
Good point, because you know, Parks and Rec, we don't have a handle on things as good as the Board of Ed, because our people, they're volunteers. You know, we don't interview them, we don't pay them. We get good, bad, and different, and sometimes that's tough to manage. To his point. To have a handle on this, a strong handle on this, is very important.
So when we come out of public portion, I'll make a motion. When we're done, I don't know if there's anybody else going to speak.
Anybody else? I think we've already asked if everybody. Mark was the only one that came back in. So we want to come out of the public portion. Go ahead, Ron. You want to make your motion?
Yeah. I'll make a motion that we revert back to additions and deletions.
Second.
To add what? To add back under the.
Now that there's a second, we can go under other business, new and other business, and bring up the spike issue and have it be voted on for.
Okay, we'll call that HC, right?
Right. Discussion and possible action on the wearing of spikes.
Okay, do we have a second?
Yeah, I second it.
Okay, John. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? So moved. It'll be 8C. Okay. We're out of the public correspondence. Anything?
No correspondence.
Okay. All right, so we're to the director's report, Parks and Rec. Dennis, it looks like you're back up at bat here.
Yes, sir. I was going to start with an update to on Little League, and not knowing that you were going to be here, Ken. So just bear with me. If there's anything you need to add or modify, please do. you know, I did sit in a recent Little League meeting. I did receive the COVID virus plan today, which I haven't read, and we'll forward that to you guys certainly before the next meeting. What I recall from the meeting that I sat in on is that at this point in time, Little League was dealing with rather low registration numbers, which could be expected. Coming off the situation that, you know, we currently are in. They also indicated that they had a rather large mailing list of phone calls that they can make for possible players. One other thing that they brought up was that they were starting a 13, age 13 to 15, Ken, right? Or yep. 13 to 16?
13 to 15.
Okay, 13 to 15 division, which we probably all recall as being the Babe Ruth age group.
Hmm. Oh, you got cut off there.
He's frozen.
Huh?
The screen's frozen.
Yeah. You get yourself back online there, Dennis. Can you hear us? It seems like when he answered the phone, something happened to his.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay, that's going to be a bit of a problem, huh? Because Dennis has a lot of the information that we need. I wonder if, oh, he got kicked off.
Yeah, no problem.
There he is. Hey, you're back.
Okay. Where was I? I was talking about the Derby Antonia team, correct?
Yes.
Everybody's a different place.
I know.
Okay.
We moved when you got out of when you stopped talking to us. Oh, you froze again.
I think it's because I'm
call in with your phone, Dennis.
Yeah, what happened? I think when his phone rang and somebody answered the phone, it kind of knocked off his.
Yeah.
Call him with his cell phone.
Yeah.
We won't be able to see him, but we can hear him.
Yeah, because Dennis has all the information that we need for some of this stuff because, you know, the stuff that came up. Oh, he's back.
Yeah. Yeah, something's going on. So I'll try to make this quick. Youth soccer is looking to resume the program. You know, we went without for an entire year. So I've been in touch. They've been in touch with me. And let's hope that they can resume, you know, what they've done in the past. The community center, we open on Sundays now because we do swim lessons. And I wanted to spread out the swim lessons a little bit. So we're having people come in on Sunday. And honestly, this past weekend, on Saturday and Sunday, we did over 40 one-on-one swim lessons. So obviously, So listen, one-on-one swim lessons is obviously very okay with parents and what they think is okay for their children because they're coming. They're coming.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So, the only thing is, I never budgeted for workers on Sunday, but you know we're going to be okay with that because I know what I need to do, and you know we'll be fine. A big question for me is summer program. You know, yes or no? I understand that camps are opening. There's a lot of things that have been tabled for quite some time that are coming back. I don't know how that works for us with what we do. What I need to do is keep an eye on what is allowable and how it fits what we do. And that's my charge. It would within the next month or two. It'd be nice if we could get back our summer program. But I will not commit to an absolute for that at this point in time. We've got a lot of requests for usage of the Payton Great Room. unfortunately, none of them is a paid customer, okay? Our request is coming from Derby PD and the Board of Education primarily. I've got a calendar probably with 12, 13 dates of requests through April. And again, you know, none of them is generating any revenue for us through the building. It's Board of Ed and mostly Board of Ed and Derby PD.
And Dennis, I got a call today from probably the same person you had. They want to have a class reunion afternoon there on a Saturday in September.
Yep. Yeah. Hey, listen, that sounds great to me. I think what I told her was, if we could pass this through the ranks and sure, I don't think they should be charged, but.
Derby High School class of reunion. It's going to be a Saturday.
Alumni. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I love group decisions. So, you know, I committed to nothing, but I'm in favor of it.
Yeah.
And, I'll let everybody know that. And I'm sure you are too. I can tell. So let's just make it happen.
Okay. So are we going to put that on next month's agenda then?
Well, for that reunion thing? That's in September. It's in September.
Oh, so we got plenty of time.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether we vote on stuff.
Isn't that going to require an amendment to the policy that was adopted?
Well,
that might have to go back.
Send it through the ranks. Ultimately, I believe if there's a waiver, Board of Aldermen should do the waiver.
Yeah, right.
We're going to fill out an application. It's going to come to me. It's going to come to you. We're going to kick it up, and it should be the Alderman's call.
Perfect.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, we still want to make a recommendation when you push it up to the board, though,
right.
Before it goes up. At least we can put a stamp one way or the other on it. Okay.
So we should put that on next month's agenda, and we'll do.
Yeah, then we could kick it up to the Board of Aldermen for approval, because obviously it's outside the normal scheduling.
Those class reunions, we'll probably get a few requests here and there, I'm sure.
Well, if we start it, it's going to come.
Yeah. I wouldn't have mine there because there's no alcohol. Yeah.
Sneaking in, Ron.
That's what you have flasks for.
I know.
Okay. Anything else, Dennis?
That's it for me.
Dennis, okay. The only other thing I had for you is, like, on Sunday mornings, I know there's about 50 kids there, men probably playing football and this and that.
Yeah.
And I know that anybody can use the fields or this and that. I just want to make sure that Derby people have the first say or whatever. You know.
Well, listen, this is the latest, and it's not the latest because there's more than one faction up there. So it was not this past Sunday, a week ago, right?
No, this was yesterday.
No, I know. I'm talking about the previous Sunday.
Oh, okay.
There's more than one group. The previous Sunday, Carmen DeCenzo called, I was covering the community center because we were open on Sunday. And there's 30 guys up there. And, they're not supposed to be there. Okay. So I got somebody to cover for me. And I went up and I infiltrated this group. And, you know, there's 30 something guys, and they're football players. I basically said, hey, you guys are probably almost done today, which is fine, but, you know, please, you can't come back because this is not okay. Now, this particular group was very good about it to me, all right? And I don't think we'll see them again, not as that group. Of course, listen, there's several factions that are coming there. It's just not one posse, so this is a little bit of a pain, certainly a pain for me. It's not a very comfortable thing to be walking into the middle of these people, but I don't really care. I don't want to call the police. unless I have to. I'd rather just try to get a message. And honestly, that group of people, you know, they were really good about it, you know. And I suspect that they were going to listen to it. Well, there's other groups. And, you know, so do I think this job is done? Absolutely not. This is going to be an ongoing nemesis at that park. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know what more to say from my point of view right now. But, you know, I was satisfied with how these guys, accepted, you know, what I was saying to them, and kind of thought that group was going to be okay. But again, there's others. And
these were big guys yesterday. I'm sure if they're from Derby or something, they're allowed, but I think you should know what's going on. And I just don't want somebody from Wallingford coming in and playing on our field, and then our Derby people can't, you know, whatever.
No, you're right. And, you know, but, you know, I, to your point, Ronnie, you know, I mean, do we put a person on at the facility all day on the weekends to monitor and, you know, ask people who they are? I mean, how do we do that?
Well, somebody's got to be in charge of it.
Huh?
You have to check every ID.
Yeah, right.
That's in the budget.
I mean, yeah, right. Yeah.
There had to be 60 people over there yesterday.
Really?
They had two different football games going on, you know, opposite ways. They didn't go to the regular football field. They went, you know, the short distance.
Well, there were
two different games going on.
Okay, if that's the case, Ken, because, you know, So I did drive by yesterday, and I did not see that kind of volume. I saw maybe a dozen. But that sounds like the people of the week before. So maybe I was wrong. Maybe they did tell me to take a hike.
Yeah, there were two separate games, and there had to be 30 people on each game.
Yeah.
See. And I'm sure everybody would wear a mask.
Well, I mean, the hours on that field, too, the maintaining, and how do you know the hours if this is happening all weekend long or, you know, and whose job is it to monitor that, and how do you do it? We got to come up with something.
And somebody was playing baseball over there in the dark last night on Payton Park, believe it or not.
Well, I think we probably knew that once this opened up and the community itself starts to open up, and we're going to be experiencing a lot of these kind of things. And we're going to have to stay on top of it. What's the option?
That's what I say. How do we do it, though?
Yeah, well, that's a really good question. We can't expect somebody to be there 24 hours a day. And there's nothing saying that the general public can't go there, right?
No, I mean, no, it's right.
Unless there's some kind of
organized
mandate league from the health department or something that says you're limited to what you can do.
Listen, we're covered by, you know, we have signs, of course, getting back to who reads them, who doesn't. There is no unauthorized use permitted, okay? So that's our backbone, okay? This is not authorized. Therefore, it's not okay. That's all we have.
But like everything in the city, it's all about enforcement.
Well, yeah, our next move is the police. If we don't get a favorable response from whom we're talking to, that's it. I mean, what else could there be? Again, yeah. You know, maybe the Sunday I rolled up, you know, they were wrapping things up, and you know, they were pretty good about leaving. But if Kenny, you're talking about going sideways,
yeah.
That's what I encountered the week before. So maybe I am wrong about these guys listening to what I had to say and being amenable to it. Maybe it's the same guys. Again, I was there, but not with 30 guys Sunday. I mean, you know, I don't drive by all day.
Probably double that.
Well, I'm saying that's not when I drove by.
Yeah. But who's our guy to be watching this field?
Well, we got a guy across the street. I don't know what he does. I'm not sure.
I think he's sleeping.
He tells us at the meeting how many people were there.
What were they wearing?
I can send you pictures if you want.
Did I miss your phone call?
about $1 an hour.
You don't know how many times I call the cops.
You get $1 an hour on a Sunday.
So, Dennis, what you told them the 2 weeks ago was that they're not supposed to be there and they're not supposed to come back then.
That's right. That's right. And you know what?
And they might have ignored it.
Maybe they just pacified me, I guess.
But they're probably being nice to you, which is okay, but I'm sure they came back.
Well, they were. I mean it. I'm not making this up. I'm disappointed because it makes me think that they just, well, listen, this is what happens. You know, I get back to the Parks and Rec the way people are, man. It, the same thing happens in our gymnasium upstairs, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, Andy knows this. You hope for something, you talk about something, and the result, whatever they want.
Yeah. So I guess we're going to have to keep an eye on that for a bit. I don't know what the solution will be if they just keep coming back. You know,
the way to do it, you know, is hey, someone's got to be there. Strategically when they're showing up and saying don't come in, because you do, the police will be here in 45 seconds. They're right down the street. I mean, that's it.
Yeah, well, I mean, if that's what we have to do, it'd be nice if we could reason with them, but it sounds like that might be a problem. So this has been 2 weeks in a row, so we want to wait until this Sunday, see what happens. And if this doesn't sound like it's going to get better.
Yeah.
No, they've been playing ball every Sunday that there wasn't snow on the ground. And the last couple of weeks, even when the snow was melting and there was still snow on the field, they were running around on the snow on the field. It wasn't, you know, when most of the snow melted, but there was still on the field, they were still playing.
What time do they get there, Ken?
They get there in the morning, early in the morning, probably about 9 o'clock.
All right. Hey, Demo, you know what I'll do? I'll go there this Sunday and like he said, about 8:30 or so, and I'll hang for a couple hours. And I'll, if something happens, I'll tell them they can't play.
Yeah.
And if they don't listen, I'll call the cop. That's it. If you want me to do that, I'll do it.
Irby kids can't play on there either?
I didn't say that.
Listen. It's tough to really pin down. These groups of this faction cannot do what they're doing. Okay, doesn't mean that if 2, 3, 4, 5 13-year-olds go up with a football and want to, that, you know, I mean, it's not the same animal. It's not. And they know it. They know what they're doing. They know what they're bringing to the facility. You know, this, you know, they know their numbers. They know they got two games going, I guess, on one field. And it sounds to me like they got more than 11 on 11. Come on. They know what they're doing. So it sounds like somewhere in the very near future, we're going to have a situation where the police are going to have to come. Probably going to happen.
Yeah, we got a lot of money.
That's what has to happen. That's what has to happen. What else? What are we going to do?
All right.
I think we're headed there.
All right. Well, if that's,
you know, I mean, I drove by, Tom. I had opened the community center around 9, so I went before 9, and of course, you know, I was stuck at the community center for quite some time. So I didn't see the mob scene. So it might be a little later than 8:30, but still.
I think I'm about 11.
Yeah. Okay. Just so you don't, you know, Tom, you just, you know, waste your time. And I mean, thank you for this. But you might want to get there a little later.
And just be careful.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't commit yourself to something that's going to get you in a problem. So if it starts to head in that direction, you're better off to call the police
or the guy.
If it looks like that's what's going to be the deal. So, okay. Do we want to move on now? Dennis, did you finish your everything you have thus far?
Yes.
Okay. There's nobody from the athletic director's office. So we'll move to the 8A Boys of Summer Program update. Do we have any update? Ron, have you heard anything?
No. I just remember I'm talking about having signs hanging off the back and everything. We can't put signs on that back where that ivy is going to grow. We're not going to put anything back there.
Yeah, well, that can't happen because of what you just said. Remember, we talked about that last month. Like you say, ivy's going to grow there.
Yeah.
So is it in committee, Dennis? Where is it? Well, do you know?
I'm embarrassed to say I really don't. I thought the Boys of Summer have kind of they didn't disappear, but I haven't been hearing from them. So
I think the last we knew, you were going to meet with them a couple of days.
Boys for Summer?
That was the last we knew.
Well, but
right?
Well, how it was left with John Netto is basically these signs are the funder to what they want to do. So I mean, it's kind of understood that if they don't have the signs, they don't have the money. So I don't know. I don't know. I think I should be hearing from them.
Didn't we talk about that they could put the signs up while they're playing, but they can't sit there, 24 hours.
That was not something that was, completely satisfied, Ron. I originally thought they wanted to put signs up on the fence in the outfield because that's how much I didn't know about these signs, which to me was like, wow, no chance. People run into these things. And then they started talking about the area that you're talking about, which is not okay. So I don't know. I don't think the signs are okay, personally, me. You want to bring a sign and take it off somebody's truck and put it on the sideline and then take it with you when you leave? That's okay. But to me, I don't know. That may have been a deal breaker.
I think we're running out of time with them. Yeah, I haven't heard.
What did the Board of Aldermen say? Because they were looking at fees and everything else.
So in respect to that, we had them in Category 3, and there was some people bringing up the issue of whether they should be in Category 4. And Category 3... I'll just give you off the top of my head, Category 3 on a Sunday or a Saturday for 3 hours. I think 3 hours or 4 hours is $250. Category 4 is $1,000. The people that talk about Category 4, well, you know what? We're never going to see those people. I mean, we're never going to see the only way we're going to see Category 4 people is if someone gets themselves involved with some big time tournament and they get in a jam and they absolutely need somewhere to go. And they may come to us and pay that kind of money. But you're not seeing that kind of money for a 10 week, 12 week, 3 month, whatever. No chance. No chance. So I don't know. That's the kind of barriers that we're dealing with. And I think it came up earlier about Mark was talking about certain people with certain opinions towards this. And to start talking about that they should be in Category 4, well, we're never going to see that.
Yeah, but that wasn't the question that was asked of the board. The question from the board was if the Boys of Summer did a presentation, which they did, they were asking for a reduction based upon that request. So how, if it evolved, into placing them into category four, then the rest of the discussion is just not going to go anywhere because they can't, nobody can afford that.
Right. And
not for the hours they want.
They can't even afford the 250 based on the hours. And if you're coming in, I wish that we gave these guys a shot. It's a 1-year plan. Come on. We have nothing. Can we fit them in schedule wise? Absolutely. Real easily. And I think we should go with it. And I think we should give them a break on the total fee. That's me.
Well, this board, except for, made the recommendation of passing this on to the Board of Aldermen. The only thing we questioned in depth was the signage and how that would display itself if it occurred at all. But the actual presentation that they asked, the board has not acted to say that they'll accept it or reject it or throw another number back at them. But to say they're just going to jump to the next category because that's where they qualify. This is one of those deals where you want to make $100 or $500, but you can't make the $500. So you might as well at least look for the $100, no?
Well, we have our rules and guidelines. Isn't it up to us to say whether they can play or not?
No, it isn't. No, actually, the things that we sent to the board were not whether they could use the field or not. It was could the board give the waiver, because anything outside of the numbers that were depicted scheduling program, that anything outside of that, the board has to make the decision to say yay or nay. And they requested that reduction. Yeah. That's the main thing about this.
It's a reduction.
Yeah, right. The reduction in the board
other than the plan.
Right. Yeah. That was the real issue. That's what because we agreed that it would be fine because the time mostly allocated, except for any exception, which Dennis has worked with John to make, you know, if for whatever reason that field could not be used by them, that we would make some kind of an adjustment. So I was at the impression the signage deal was different in the reduction.
Yeah.
Everything else, I think, falls right within our jurisdiction. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. And that's correct. They're correct.
So that's the question, as the board, and what if it's in, if it went to subcommittee or it got tabled in the total board, when are they going to act on it? Does anybody have any idea?
The last thing from our board meeting when we were discussing it at the board meeting was that Dennis was going to meet with them in 2 days and they were going to see whether they can accept this or they can't. And that's where the board left off with it.
Who's going to accept it? The Boys of Summer?
Yeah, right. Because they can't make money on signs, you know. So
So the only real question. So was the board willing to do the reduction as requested by the Boys of Summer? And the only other issue was the sign?
Right.
Okay. So they were in agreement to the reduction.
They are.
I'm asking.
Well, when we left it at the board, you were going to discuss some details.
Yeah, but nobody said that the reduction was okay. I mean,
it sounded like a no-brainer that they weren't going to do it because they couldn't do the signs.
Okay.
So the sign issue wants to come before the reduction issue. Is that what you're saying, Ron?
Well, they need it. They need the money from the signs, you know. That's why we left it up to Dennis or whoever was going to meet a couple of days later and say, is this a go or not without signs?
Yeah, okay. I'd be Tony Oz with you. It's a month ago. I probably reached out to, I heard from John Nettle, but we never got together.
I hate to see it be let go, one of our own, you know, just drop it like that.
Absolutely.
Well, listen, I would think that, you know, they might want to show up.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so we got to try to make contact with them, put this thing to bed about the signage, what they'll be allowed or not allowed to do. Now, was the board in favor of them, the signage, if it went up there, would be on the fence and removable? Was that with the...
No. I mean, we never got there.
Never got to the sign?
We never got to sign on a fence. No, it was never really exactly pinned down.
Nothing concrete.
Where would be okay for the signs? We never got there. There may have been ideas, but nobody ever said, okay, if we're going to have signs, this is where they're going. That never happened.
Right.
There's ideas. And I don't know. There's maybe five ideas. Four of them really are no good. Maybe five, the fifth one is, but we never got there.
Yeah.
Can you reach out to him, Dennis, and just say, where does it stand? Maybe it's over.
Yeah,
maybe
sure. There's someplace else. He does the scheduling for the Derby PD at Payton. So we talk. For him, over the computer. So it's not like, hey, by the way, John, what about this? Because we're not talking like that. They kind of faded. There's other things going on. When we get to one of our next issues, Andy, there's other things that are going on that may have influence on what we're talking about right now. And that is the fees at Bradley School. Just so everybody knows, the only one that doesn't pay fees at Bradley School, that probably would be required if we follow through with this stuff, is the Boys of Summer. So that's about the Boys of Summer. Okay. The softball teams pay. The soccer teams on Sunday morning, men's soccer teams on Sunday morning at Whittick Park pay. Of course, our school programs do not. Public Works made a deal with the Boys of Summer, which I was not happy about, to do maintenance up there, which afforded them free time up there. And that's where we were in the last two or three years with the Boys of Summer. Now,
that's something that went around us again.
Well, you remember the heading towards the operations and procedures fees? It's on the agenda. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that's about the Boys of Summer. Okay. Andy knows this. It's about the Boys of Summer. I could give you a fee schedule for what we're going to have charge our softball leagues. And I could give you a fee schedule for what we charged men's soccer on Sunday morning at Whittick Park. We don't have anything else that pays. Firemen don't pay. Of course, again, the school programs don't pay. Middle schools at Bradley School, they don't pay. It's not like we have a laundry list of payers. The one program that's there that would be subject to change with this stuff is the Boys of Summer. And they're the same group that's looking to get into Payton. So there's more than one thing going on with them. And they certainly know about this.
Dennis, is for 3 years or however many years, they've come to us and we've pretty much allowed that to happen. Are we going to change our mind now?
Well, I don't know. I can't tell you that I was in favor of the deal with Public Works. I'm going to tell you why the deal was made. Public Works comes to Bradley School. Public Works does the field at 8 o'clock in the morning. Okay. There could be school activities on that field. There could be a middle school baseball team on that field, a game. The Boys of Summer show up at 6 o'clock. It's not the same field that was raked and made perfectly for the day at 8 o'clock in the morning. So they came up with a request to Public Works, which I don't supervise anybody at Public Works. They are our maintenance people. You guys know this, but all I do is ask them for help. I have no direction towards them. You know, I know how to do it. I get along with them really good, but that's how it is for me. I make a request. I cannot direct anything. They made a deal. I didn't like it because, listen, we don't, you know, you don't really know what's going on with this deal, you know? But that's how that came about. Boys of Summer coming up at 6:30 at night. And you know what? We need a better field, according to that. Okay. They got permission to work on it. Listen, nobody does fields better than dads. Okay. You know, cause you know, we all know that you went through Little League, you working on that Little League field for your kid. Public Works isn't going to do the same job. I mean, nobody is. Nobody does a better job than dads. So that's how that came about. And that's where we're at right now.
The people that want this fee, they want to see this fee schedule, which already exists. What do they need more than what we already gave them?
Well, we could, you know, what we...
When someone does pay...
Well, what we could do is, I mean, if you want to talk about the fees, do you want to submit numbers? Do you want to discuss? You know, I can tell you what I asked for, okay, or what I'm going to ask for. See, we're coming off a pandemic year, okay? So, you know, I had a softball league in the fall, which was put together rather quickly. And the guys were so chomping at the bit to place a ball that we permitted them to play at Bradley School in the fall. So it was like a 6 to 8 week thing. And they had six teams and they gave me $125 a team. So they gave me a check for $750. That's a little low. If a same league came to me for this spring, I would say I would ask for $150 a team, okay? And six teams is not that many. But, you know, you hope to have eight, maybe nine, maybe 10 teams where you're getting a okay buck. Some of the talk about this was us collecting money to enhance the maintenance of our facilities. That's not going to happen. I'm sorry. We're never going to get near the kind of money that we need to do enhancements to our facilities. We got a fence up at Bradley School that if we really, really needed, went to and decided to replace it, it's $100,000. Come on, you know, this is peanuts. Okay, so the thinking that we're gonna make some headway towards our maintenance with the fees that we charge at our fields, no chance. Not at Bradley School and not at Whittick Park, unless we program the hell out of them. And we just,
what do you charge at Whittick?
Well, I used to get $300. What these guys do is they play like five home games in the spring, five home games in the fall. So I used to get $300 from each team. And, you know, I believe that,
that you we mean should for all five games,
50, well, what I want to propose is $50 a game. Okay. We have two teams. They split their season. Okay. They have a spring and they take weeks off in the summer. They come back in the fall. So they would probably each team would probably play 10 home games for the year, five in the spring, five in the fall. So we would get $1,000 from them.
So you're saying $50 per team.
A game per team.
A game, yeah.
Yeah. Now, why is it 50? You say, well, we'll get 100. Well, just so you know, these guys, they play in a state league. They have to pay the league, okay? They have three referees a game. One of them gets $85. The other two get $55. Hmm. So when you're playing a home game, it's $190 for the refs. You know what I mean? So, I mean, we could ask for whatever we want. But Are we providing a service to our people, or, you know, what are we doing? I don't know. I say we get $50 a game.
That's fine.
That's for Wittick, right?
Yes.
50 game. And now how about the softball?
Well, I,
or Bradley, whatever you want to call it.
Again, I expect to be here from, softball factions. I think that, you know, we're a little bit where we're going to start hearing from these people again. Again, we had last spring, we had nothing other than and the firemen we had, but they started late. So in March and April last year, we had nothing. The virus wiped out everything. But I would ask for $150 per team for their league. And this would be a spring league. If there's a fall league, you do it again. It's not, you know, they get a schedule of so many games. And if there's a fall league, which is totally separate, then we do it again. So it's not for a year. It's for,
when you say 150, you're referring to 150 for each game?
Per team. So if we had 10 teams in the league, okay?
Yeah.
And they say, okay, well, we're going to play 3 months up there, or I don't know, do the math, whatever. We would take in $1,500.
$1,500.
Yeah, and that would be to Derby Parks and Rec.
That's more or less for their season, or whatever you want to call it.
For that season, right.
Okay, so
$150. It's another season.
Okay.
Again, if you take the 1,000 from the soccer and you take 1,500 from a softball league, we got $2,500. We're not building a new field.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're getting with that. You know,
99% of the use of the field is by city entities anyways, you know, fire departments, whatever. So is that the fee schedule that we want to adopt, $50 per team? For the Wittick and
per game. Yeah. Listen, there's more things that may happen that don't fit into these exact categories. I just know this is what we're doing right now. Okay. We may hear from some other faction that we may have to, you know, come up with some kind of plan for that. But these are what we know we're going to have. Okay. We know these men are coming for Sunday morning soccer. We know that the softball guys they're coming back for sure. Other than that, you got the boys of summer at Bradley that we had, you know, that's the big question as to, are we going to charge them and what? I think the softball and the soccer, it's pretty simple. Okay. By the way, you know, the checks they make out, they go to Derby Parks and Rec, right into the general fund. We do not have a bank account. The community center does not have a bank account. That goes right into recreation receivables. So it doesn't go into any maintenance account unless somebody decides they're going to do that.
Unfortunately, it looks like they cannot any longer strike a deal outside of this board to work directly with the public works. So we'll have to come up with a number, right?
I think we need to come up with a number. And okay. You know, the main deal was not a good one. It's just not, because we have no idea of knowing really what's going on. I mean, the boys of slumber honestly could say we spent $20,000. We have no idea.
You get keep track of the number of funds that do go into the general fund from us. Just something you could use when you make your budget presentation. Just say we need you back.
Absolutely, Ronnie. This is 30 years. In the general fund, there's a category, recreation receivables. Anybody can look it up. You want to know where we're at? Because I kind of know. I make a deposit almost every
week. Just thinking when you go to the tax board, this would justify a little saying, hey, we do bring
it. You know what? It never seems to mean nothing.
No.
Ron.
Yeah.
Ron.
Yeah.
In the report that you get the budget runoff from the finance director in the alderman packet, on the first two pages is the income. So it should be on that page.
So the tax board is aware of it,
Yeah, but I'm just saying, if you're interested in the number, that's where it would be. I'll get you the line item number.
All right, thanks.
Ron, I'm going to tell you, this is a tough year to make money. And you know what? I think recreation receivables, I think we're going to make $50,000. But what is that? I don't know. I mean, I don't know who gets it and, what they do with it. But it's certainly is not what the Parks and Rec budget is. Maybe we give back 20%, and we give back money every year too, because we never spend our budget. But it's not something like, hey, you pound your chest about, and say, hey, look at us.
Wonder, a lot of new members, tax board all the time, just say, we do bring in money too. When you're asking for your budget, if somebody's breaking your chops, they just say, hey, not that you bring in a lot, but we do,
Well, listen, you community center, you make $1,000 a week. Come down and try to do that.
Yeah. So do we want to come up with a number for the Bradley School, for any team other than the ones that were given the
this would basically be outside entities.
Outside, okay. And how much is that?
That's how it would be described. It's not the Boys of Summer.
Anybody other than the ones that are city sponsored.
That's right.
Everything else is city sponsored, right?
Yeah, I mean, if it's not, then we reconvene. And
okay, outside. What do you want? What's the number you're talking about?
Well, I mean, I did not have a real good handle on this. It was just I wanted to ignite some discussion.
Okay. Okay, let's do this then. Instead of trying to take it up offhand like that, let's take it up again at the next meeting where we can come up with a real number. In the meantime, we'll try to talk to each other to find out what we think. Is anybody else, before we start to look at those numbers, have an opinion? We're just looking for an opinion now, not necessarily for the actual numbers.
With the soccer and the softball,
yeah, right.
What is heading our way soon is going to be those things. All right, they're what we're going to hear about soon. So having them in place is important.
Okay, so we can
some things we need to talk about: lights, no lights, things of that nature. When we discuss this other charge that we're going to come up with.
Okay.
We'll get that on the agenda for next month and get going on that.
Okay. That sounds good.
I think it's going to be a world of difference by May with this COVID stuff. It's going to be a lot more open, everything by May.
I hope you're right.
Yeah.
We're going to have some meet together again.
Yeah. All right. So we had a basic discussion on that. We're going to take it up again on the agenda for next month on the fees for the two fields that we talked about. Now, we want to go on to this spike issue, the 8C spikes.
Yeah, yeah.
Does anybody want to make any kind of motion about, we're only referring to the use of the spikes by the Derby High School baseball. Is that correct? Because everybody else is agreed that they were not going to be wearing baseball spikes.
All right, so I don't know that we could say that in. Only, and I'm going to tell you just why. We're not sure. I understand Derby High School girls softball does not wear metal spikes. There's no guarantee the team they're playing does not. Okay, so
But Demo, where's the sense of order? Like, if you're going to set a policy, you need to set the policy of what it is. That's part of the problem. Is there needs to be whatever you're going to do. You guys are the decision makers, but you need to set a policy so people know who's following it, who's not following it. That's what it is. I don't mean any disrespect to anybody, but it's really. There needs to be, you guys are the policymaker, so you need to set it, and who complies with it or not.
All right. So it probably involves the girls softball teams as well. The girls softball games as well. There's your information.
The girls don't wear a medal.
Coach DiMartino didn't know that. Okay. So you're sure of that, Ken?
Well, I mean, that's what I was told. I'm not positive about it, but I know my son's team plays on an artificial turf and they do not use metal.
Coach DiMartino said he does not use metal, but he did not say that the other teams did not wear metal.
I really don't think any softball uses metal at all in high school.
About something along the line of no steel spikes, with the exception of CIAC sponsored teams.
Sounds good.
Okay, you want to make a motion for that, John?
Yeah.
Try to repeat that again.
Okay. I make a motion that no steel spikes would be allowed, with the exception of CIA sanctioned teams.
Sponsored events.
Right.
Sponsored events.
Okay. Do we have a second? Do we have a second on that motion?
I'll second, Ron.
Okay. Who's that seconded it? Was that you, Sal?
Ron.
Oh, Ron. Yeah, okay. Ron. Okay. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Opposed? I think we've had enough discussion, so we probably don't have to go over that, but okay.
I have one topic, Chief.
Sure, go ahead.
Am I on with the spikes?
Yep.
Yeah, sure.
I'm all in favor of the spikes. It's the right decision to make for the baseball families, for sure. Nobody's mentioned anything about the brick pavers, the locker room, dugout, the surrounding areas that certainly will take a beating from spikes. And again, I'm all in favor of spikes, but should we be talking a little bit about what we're going to do elsewhere, if anything?
All right. I could comment. For starters, initially, we're ordering signs that spikes are not permitted in the locker rooms, okay?
Oh.
Of course, Sal did not mention the locker rooms, or maybe you did, but we're not permitting spikes to go past the door, okay? Our big concern immediately is the men's restroom.
Right.
Up at the baseball field. I've contacted the Chiro brothers. We're looking to have a rubber matted floor placed in the men's restroom, because listen, you're coming off the field, you got to do what you got to do, you're not taking your shoes off.
So that's
an immediate need that we are pursuing right now. Sal's concern with the landscape all around there, which is pretty plush. I'm not sure, Sal. I don't know how we're gonna remedy that. You know, the wear and tear there. That's a tough question. Again, immediately the men's restroom, and if I can't get that floor ready for the first game, I'll have throw rugs that I have at the community center that will cover every inch of that place. It just won't be what we want, but we're doing
right.
So that's what's going on right now. Of course, you know, there's money that is needed for this, and got to find it, because, you know, it's something we planned on. But that's where we're at right now with that.
Okay.
Does that answer your question, Sal? We'll have to figure out if they're on the grass or something. We're going to have to figure out how to eliminate any damage there, of course.
I fully trust Dennis is on it, you know, so that's good.
I'm sure it happens at other fields and they do something, so we'll just have to look into it.
Yeah, that's good you brought that up. That never even crossed my mind, but it's good to note that Dennis was already on top of that.
I should have told you about that, and because we are, you know, it's something we're concerned about, and Kenny knows. We talked about this at a previous meeting. So, you know, hey, we have a plan, we have a plan, at least for to get us rolling in the right direction in this regard with this problem. So the men's restroom to me is, could be a scary situation that we need to make sure that, you know, we don't kill that room.
Okay.
Weeks into our basement.
Yeah.
All right. So is that it? Is there nothing else on the agenda for this evening?
Long meeting.
Yeah, well.
can I say one thing? This was all discussed at the combined meeting of the two facilities. Everything that was discussed tonight, including the spikes on the floor and the cement walkway around the field house, and it was all discussed, and you know, and we knew Dennis was going to take care of that, you know, but it's also to in what Mark said earlier, I as a member of the committee, and you've been a member of the committee also, I never ever had the impression that we were making a rule or setting policy without going to either this board or the Board of Aldermen. But that was my.
Yeah, because it's been turned over to the city. Yeah. So you would be correct.
If you remember, I think I said this before, but at the very first meeting, when AstroTurf came in the field house there, when we were all sitting around there, George French had different samples of all kinds of shoes. And the guy from AstroTurf said, you know, you could use metal spikes on the field. It's not going to damage the field, and it's covered in the warranty. So if anything happens, it will be taken care of by that company.
Well, I didn't get that the meeting from the two groups that met was to make policy. The issue was get an opinion. Yeah, get an opinion and bring the opinion back to us from the experts. And there were experts involved in this, plus, you know, people that have worked with this before. And that's really I never thought that they were making the decision for us, except to say yes or no.
The question is, if it would hurt the people. Did Doc ever get to you after that meeting and say that those two committees decided it was, they were going to recommend it was okay to use spikes? Did they ever get back to you?
Who's that, Dennis?
No, he's not talking Dennis. To Randy.
Oh,
are you talking to me, Ken?
I didn't talk to you. I talked to Dennis after most of the time, right after he deals with these things. So if they've told Dennis that it's appropriate to use it, he knows I'm already on board with whatever is the right thing to do. And okay. If it's okay to use the spikes like we voted for tonight, then it's okay.
Well, in that regard, I'm making taking action towards trying to protect our facilities against these spikes.
Yeah, right.
So I believe that was the answer. So otherwise, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing.
Final use on spikes comes from us.
Yeah, well, that did come from us. But on the other side of that, it was a good idea that somebody mentioned all these other problems that could derive from this, such as the restroom, the other areas. So
sure.
But there was, it was generally understood, because we got questions at City Hall, it was generally understood that the decision was already made. There was no intention to come anywhere here. So I don't know what they approved. So
they didn't,
I don't
they
know
didn't
what
approve anything. We just did.
Now we did.
The recommendation at the last meeting, Mark, was that we would try to find out as much information we could if you could use spikes on the field. That was the main thing. As far as the policy, if for some reason they said the people that made the turf said that, no, you can't use those spikes, then that would have been our take. No spikes. But in this particular case,
my whole point in saying that was that Dak or Keith should have came. You're the chairman of this committee, or to Dennis to come to you. One of them should have came to you and said, you know, the two committees decided to okay spikes for the high school teams. They should have came to you with that. So it would have been on the agenda tonight for you to vote on it. If they didn't come to you, they were wrong in not coming to you. To you or Dennis, yep, to say,
yeah, but even with that said,
next week,
all we needed to do was get enough information, and we got that. I mean, these people that were on these two committees, they learned a ton of things in the years it took to build this field. And there was other experts, and that's the most likely place to go, where the people know what's going on. And that's how we made the decision.
The thing is, I'm getting the impression from Mark, and Mark, you could tell me if I'm wrong, that he's saying those two committees made the decision to do it, and they never came to this board.
Well, they actually took a vote.
If they did that, then that's not right.
What he's saying is they don't even have the right to do that.
We know that. That's so. If they didn't come here to you guys, then they're wrong.
Right. Both committees that did take a vote and said, "Okay, we're allowing the spikes." That's the way it came out of that meeting.
Remember? But let's revisit this real quick. Dennis was going to go off to obtain all the information he could. That's all that was requested. They held a meeting on their own. Dennis participated in that. That's where he found out the information we wanted. He brought it back tonight. We said, okay, it's okay for spikes based upon the vote that we took. That's all we really needed to know.
Dennis, let me ask you this question. Dennis, let me ask you this question. Coming out of that meeting, did you have an understanding that the decision was made or not made?
Yeah, I had an understanding that it was made. And I'm going to tell you, I apologize for my direction. I started thinking in my head what I needed to do to keep the facility safe because spikes were on the way. And that's the direction that I was headed. And maybe some of the communication between me, Andy and I talk, and I'm pretty sure we breached this subject.
We did. We talked about it. That's why we knew that the spikes could be allowed.
I believe Mark could it not.
Okay. And the answer was yes.
It's probably wrongly. So I mean, if I drop the ball there, okay. But I don't think that happened.
That we've had the discussion.
Huh? So I guess then the motion that you made, that Mr. Bittman made regarding CIAC, is that go beyond what they had intended? Is it just Derby High School teams and the teams that they play, or all of CIAC? I don't really have an opinion because I don't have enough information. I'm just talking about the process because there is a consistent not following of the process as it relates to this whole facility. And I'm not really talking about the people who are on this call.
Right.
Now, Mark, that the rule, the policy that they voted on tonight covers both of the things you said. It's Derby High School baseball team and their opponents, and the softball team and their opponents. But I don't think we have to worry about that because they don't use them. But basically,
and actually, the way I worded it also covers if the CIAC wanted to use our field.
Right. Exactly. So there could be tournament games there.
Right. Exactly. And that's why I worded it that way.
And if now, there's the other thing faction that presents themselves that fits the same category to them and we want to consider it, we consider it. But we don't have to decide for any other faction right now.
Right.
We've got a spring high school season ahead of us that we need to firm up tonight.
Right.
Any collateral presentations or other secondary presentations, you know, as they come.
I don't think it was your fault though, Dennis, so don't take the fault.
Listen, Ken, I'm a big guy. I don't mean anything by that, but you know, me leaving that meeting, my concentration was on the building, what kind of damage we might be looking at and how we remedy those things. And I should be thinking about more, but that was my primary worry leaving that meeting that night.
But we did talk after that.
Yeah,
and,
we did.
And that's how we come to the conclusion that the spikes can be used. I said high school sports, but it's CIAC sponsored sports. I understand the terms that you want to use, but we had talked about it. So when I put this on here tonight, I already knew that it was okay. We would not be ruining that field.
Right.
We already had that discussion.
Okay, but the other point that Mark's making is that it's our field and we got to let the Biddleton committees know that they have no say in what we do.
Yeah, that's true, John. But what I'm saying is all we were looking for was some expertise right. that could tell us if you could do this. And they actually probably had more expertise with all of the conversations they had, the people that put the field in,
other team members. I understand that.
It's just a lack of communication here. I mean, that's all it is.
Right. The thing is the authority lies here, and they assumed with enough of us guys on Parks and Rec that were on those committees that we would bring it back. And we dropped the ball getting it on the agenda. I didn't even think of it, you know, and then we got it. We settled it tonight, and that's it.
Yeah. Okay.
Excuse me. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
On that motion, you're saying CIAC events. Are you saying CIAC softball and baseball events or just CIAC events?
That's what CIAC is. It's both baseball and softball.
Those are the only things that's played on that field.
Well, you might want to add that. You might want to put them in. Only because, you know, there's stuff that goes on down below that, you know, if you had a track meet down below and you find yourself with four teams at this track meet instead of two, and the action, some of the warm-up action filtered, found its way up to the upper field, you know, you might want to say baseball and softball. Because, listen, the track people wear metal spikes, okay? They're a lot smaller. They're okay for the track, okay? Because that came up as well. But they do wear them, all right? It's a different shoe. They're probably a little sharper than baseball spikes, but they are suitable to the track. And that's why maybe baseball and softball tonight maybe should be in there.
Can I get an amendment then to the motion?
You want to make an addendum to that motion, John?
I'll make an addendum to that motion that it's strictly softball and baseball spikes on the field.
Okay.
CIAC,
right.
And I'll amend my second so it's in line with
okay,
that.
Okay, second's good. All in favor again?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, so moved then. So I think that clarifies it, Karen.
Yeah, I think that's very good.
Thank you. Okay, if there's no other business,
I'll make a motion at 8:40 to adjourn the meeting.
And nice I'll meeting. Second that.
All right, thanks everybody. Thanks. Okay.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
All right.